ça va briser dans la vie.
Ou du corps, il va être évalué le matin, on sait pas.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Good. Just walk us through a little bit about that game. How much did you like the resiliency and routine after that? So that you could come back and down?
Yeah, I mean, we started really with a lot of energy, which I liked. Obviously, we fell down 2-1 after two, but guys came back in the third, and you know, like I said in French, it wasn't because the coaches went in there and made a big speech. You know, they took it upon themselves to bounce back, and it was great to see. Yeah, it was. He was good. He was really good, and I think you can really you saw that he really likes to play the puck behind the net, and you know, he makes the key saves, and he looked real good tonight.
For an undrafted guy, what do you think of Wakehead tonight?
Wakehead, he's a competitor. You know, we always liked his competitiveness. He can skate. He goes in hard areas, and that's what we like about that kid. And that's why today, you know, tonight, actually, he looked good. And you know, it's a first day, so it's tough to assess everybody. But you know, he's one of those kids that stood out.
First chance to see some of those 2017
What's that?
Draft picks on the blue line from Innabrook got hurt. Yep. They had Tishka, and you also had Fleury back there.
Yep.
For their first time wearing a Canadiens uniform, how do you think they did?
No, they did real good. Tishka played real well. You saw his skating abilities, that breaking out of the zone. He was using the net to protect the puck, and all those things for a young player. It's nice to see, and hopefully tomorrow you'll see more. Hopefully Brooke is fine, but from those two guys, they played okay for their first game.
We went back on the ice after a year. He said he was tired, but it looked like he has a good vision out there.
Yeah, I mean, that vision, sense, passing, puck skills, you can't teach that. He has that. Obviously, you know, he came back a few times on the bench, you know, saying his legs, he was tired. But I told him it's a process. You know, you've been out for a year. He's a special kid. We're going to be patient with him. He knows that. So for him, it was a good start. He stood out anyways, even though he's not in top shape. So like I said, it's the first game. Tomorrow, we'll see what he brings. But it's a good start.
Well, Dave had quite a smile on his face when he put that one in. It seemed like he was working really hard.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Odette had a lot of chances. You know, wasn't on the score sheet for the two periods, but in the third he got rewarded, and that's what happens when you play the right way, you play hard, and he stood out there. So it's all good signs for Danielle. Like I said, it's a process for young kids. We need to be patient, and Danielle really stood out tonight and played a good game.
The first two periods, it looked like he was involved defensively.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you saw in the back check, he didn't quit. He was back checking, and that's playing 200-foot game, and you know, for him, it's maturity, and he's learned a lot through the summer, working out in Montreal, lost some baby fat, so he's quicker out there, and it's just a matter of time for him, and it's a process, like I said, still young, but he's got good talent, so it's hopeful.
Those stats for weight stat are from the development camp, I take it, because they didn't really.
What's that? Sorry.
The stats for weights of all the players and that were from the development camp.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in charge of that.
No, I just like Juleson. Did he put on any weight this summer?
I think he's about the same, but I think he's
190
around that. So
maybe perhaps you'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, he's still young, you know. I think, you know, he's turning pro right now. So, I know Noah's is a really disciplined kid. He's a hardworking kid in the gym. So, for me, it's not a concern. Moving forward, we'd like to see him heavier. Obviously, battling in the corners would help, but you know, they're still young. They're turning pro, and but he's got a good head on his shoulders. So, I'm not worried about Noah.
I mean, he loves to hit, right?
Yeah.
And at the NHL level, for him to be effective
the way he hits. He needs to be a little heavier, that's for sure. He knows that. But, you know, it's one thing to gain weight, gain 20 pounds, and not be able to move out there. But so he needs to gain weight little by little. And, you know, the way he plays, like you mentioned, he'll need to add some more weight.
Ebbing made the most of his opportunities tonight with some, you know, you going to see if you can pair him up against Logan all year in the American Hockey League?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not the coach. I'm just the alternative coach here. So, but he had a good showing. You know, yeah. Thomas played real well tonight. And they were nice goals. They weren't just rebounds. So it's good to see from a young kid like that.
Yeah. Thanks, Marty.